Hello and welcome to episode 147 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B., joined as always by Bronel and Harv. On this episode, we're going to get into our New Year's resolutions. First episode of the new year of 2021. We're going to get into some bold predictions. We didn't do these at the start of the year in September, so we felt we'll wait till the calendar turns over. We'll do the bold predictions now. And as part of that, we're going to pick all of the winners for the majors and the FedEx Cup. But before we get into all that, I want to thank our sponsor, playergolf.com, PLYRgolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. Player, if you follow them on social media, has changed their name to Player Athletics. So I think that's a good thing because now he's getting chase at players getting into some hockey apparel. And Player isn't just a golf thing. He knew this all along. And frankly, I think it's better for us. Drive the Green will be a site-wide promo code. You can go on there and buy hockey gear. I'm sure most of our listeners have used the promo code to buy all their golf stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think.
So is it player? It's not still playergolf.com, is it?
Yes. So I talked to Chase because I'm a little bit sad that I can't say PLYRgolf.com anymore. But he said for a couple more months. It's not officially switched over to Player Athletics.
I was wondering. Mm. Yeah.
Social media branding has changed, but not the website. So we get that for a little bit longer. Or playergolf.com is going to redirect you to playerathletics.com. Not really sure.
Yeah.
Also, we're a member of Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Kinexus.
Mm-hmm.
So, boys, it's the new year. What did you guys get up to over the past week? How did you ring in the new year?
What has been happening?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We're not doing anything new.
For the whole week, well, I took holidays last week.
Yep.
And my daycare was also on holidays, so I was just watching the kids while my wife worked. I would never do that.
You weren't on holidays then?
No. Like,
you absolutely weren't.
Sometimes you think, wouldn't it be nice to be like a stay-at-home dad? But then you don't have daycare.
Yeah, for half an hour.
And then, yeah, it's not fun. Like, the first day kind of goes by okay.
Like, one day.
We're going to play all the new toys that you got and, all the Lego and all that stuff. And then day two comes around at about 9:30 in the morning, and you're like, well, I've done everything. Now it's just count the minutes until the wife gets home, and I can pawn these kids off, and I can go.
I've run the gamut on all of the things I can do.
Yeah,
you can only kick them outside for so long. They're like a dog. Yeah. You send them outside, they're back in. If you don't go with them, they're back in 5 minutes.
Oh, they follow you around. And like, I love my kids more than anything, but like, you got to just tip your hat to daycares and teachers out there, because like, the fact that they can handle these kids all day every day.
Well, so
they don't get paid enough.
It's funny that you brought that up because sure they have their kind of their set things that they do, I'm sure, to keep them busy.
Yeah.
But I always wondered that too. I was like, how is our daycare for a while was our neighbor? It was like, how are they keeping all these kids busy? And then my kids would come home. We're like, oh, you guys don't want to go on screens or any type of technology? Like, no, we've been on that for like 6 hours already today. It's like,
that's a tough
one. So it's like caught in the act. Yeah. Our kids just are on iPads at the sitters all the time.
Ours aren't like that, but yeah.
No. And our new one doesn't have any electronics. So it's like they actually have to
color
and shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm a lazy parent, but I'm like.
You don't come off as a lazy parent, Harv.
I'm an anti-screen guy. I won't let, like, sometimes my wife, if she's watching the kids, she'll let them like be on tablets a little longer, but no, I will not let them do that. Like, you can just bump into walls before I let you place like on tablets all day.
Yeah. I will say that our kids,
yours are still pretty young though.
Yeah, for this winter break, I felt bad for the kids because normally on a break, that was like the best time growing up, is you got to go over to your buddy's house like every other day and you just trade it back and forth. So we did let our kids go on screens a little bit, but only if they were going to call their friends on it. Because now there's a lot of games that they can play. Like, they can play tic-tac-toe and word games and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so they can play with their friends. So at least they're interacting. But yes, I agree. If they want to go on just to watch, my son just wants to go watch Dude Perfect videos for 3 hours. Nah, man.
Yeah,
not do that. Get outside. Just kick them outside.
We let ours watch them at supper because we want them to shut up and just sit there and eat their
meal. You want to have a nice meal?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, but yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's, did you guys do anything?
No. No, I didn't even make it to midnight. First time in my life, I've never made it to midnight.
In your life?
In my life.
we didn't.
Contrary, this is the first I did make it to midnight. This is the first time in probably 7 years I've been, because I always watch Toronto or Times Square. Just watch that. It's at 11. Go to bed at 11.
Cheap.
Just watch. Yeah. It's live there.
Well, why don't you just watch Tokyo and go to bed? Don't even worry about it.
I thought about
Paris.
I've done
something
that before,
in the middle, maybe.
Yeah.
So, of all things, we decided to watch. Guess what movie we decided to watch on New Year's Eve?
Bad Boys 2.
No. Avatar. So we watched the first half. 10 o'clock comes around. We're tired. Bedtime.
I assume there was no substances involved at all.
Yeah.
None. Okay, yeah. Got it.
So we go on the next night. We're like, okay, we're going to watch the second half of Avatar. It's not on Disney Plus anymore. They took it off from New Year's Eve to the New Year's Day. They took off Avatar.
They've been.
So then you went out and bought the $25 DVD and finished it.
Thinking about buying the Blu-ray.
Actually, yeah, like we started watching a movie. Like we had this whole like night plan with like snack food and whatever. And yeah, started to watch a movie. This movie sucks. Turned it off. Watched like some stupid comedy on Netflix, like one episode. And then like, I'm just going to bed. This is stupid. Yeah.
It's always a tough decision to turn off a movie. Like, it's got to be pretty bad to completely, for both of you to look at each other and go, this stinks.
And if
let's
it's
do
not
something
on
different.
TV, if it's not on TV, like one that doesn't have commercials, you fully committed to yes. the full time. You looked at the time beforehand, you're like, 97 minutes, I can do this. Yeah. If it was a 1995 movie, now it's like 119 minutes. Yeah. Okay, I can do 2 hours. Yeah. But yes, to turn it off, it has to be bad. That reminds me, I know what I did after. The countdown is to get me to midnight. Fast and Furious, I think it was Showcase or some station had a Fast and Furious marathon. So I think it was Fast and Furious 6
I
watched. So it was pretty good. But here's the thing that to this whole movie point, a little tangent. Why is it that, maybe this is just me, I hope it's you guys too, but why is it that you're more apt to watch half of a movie on TV with the commercials, willing to sit through the commercials, than it is to just find that movie on one of the streaming services and just watch the whole thing?
There's just something about the ability to be able to
flip the channels.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
There was a basketball game on or something like that at the same time as the movie. So it's like, commercial, I'll change it.
You can get
you
shit
just pop
done.
In.
And during the commercials, you can go do the dishes or something, you know? Like
yeah, but still at like... It was 11 o'clock on New Year's Eve, and I'm watching Fast and Furious 6, a movie that I've seen forever, with commercials in it. I could have just found it on a streaming service and just watched, picked it up from that point and went to bed 20 minutes earlier. Just
I thought you watched that other movie on New Year's.
Which one? Palm Springs?
No. That new movie on Disney.
Soul.
Oh, Soul. You want to get into Soul? That was like after supper when my kids were still awake.
Yeah.
That movie sucks.
My kids have watched it a couple times and they quite enjoy it.
Stinks.
Did your kids not like it either?
No. So
because you guys were negative about it, so they wouldn't like
it's
it.
It's not bad. It's certainly not the worst Pixar movie.
I'm living at my roommate's. Speaking of which, I got my new house today. I'm moving out in 2 to 3 weeks when rentals are done. So we're watching it. So roommates are watching it, me, my wife, and my kids. And like, I swear, 35 minutes into this movie, everyone was just like, I looked at Aaron. I'm like, are you liking this? My dad's like, this movie sucks. And then one of my kids gets up and leaves the room, like got up and left. And
Which
then came
one?
Back like 10 minutes later. Bryn got up and left, came back. And I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I just wanted to take a break from the movie. That's what she said. Like stinks.
It's bottom third of Disney movies, but it's
like
not
those,
the worst.
Those weird people it. Are abstract thought. Is that what that is? Those random, like, it's like weird.
Well, I told my wife that you didn't like it, and she said, yeah, because he doesn't have a spiritual bone in his body.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Going back to your daughter leaving classic, the room.
I mean, it's a fact. I don't either, so I'm not gonna like it either.
Talk.
It just seemed rushed. Like, it was like an hour and 45 minutes movie, and like it was over, and I'm like, they didn't really do anything. Like, this could have been
it's shitty.
Yeah, it was shitty because of that, but it wasn't like... Inside Out's the worst Disney movie there is.
It is
hands down.
It is so close to Inside Out that it's a worse Inside Out. I know you don't like that take, because Inside Out stinks, but it's not like this kind of stink. At least that had like a plot.
Yeah, I don't know. But back to your daughter leaving, My wife is the queen of that. We'll be watching a movie. It could be 5 minutes in. She's just gone, like just doing the dishes somewhere. I'm like, you going to watch this? She's like, nope.
Like a brand new movie.
Brand new movie that we've never seen before. She doesn't like in the first 5 minutes. She's out. Like doesn't even make a
I can
attempt.
Respect that.
Like we'll be watching downstairs and she's like, well, see ya. And she'll just head upstairs and like clean the upstairs or something. Works so good because then I was probably supposed to clean that anyways. So she does it and I just watch the movie, but she'll just, she has no,
hey, you're committed.
She's never invested to any movie. Like it's just, it could be 5 minutes in, it could be 5 minutes left. And she's like, no, I'm done with this. This is stupid.
Hmm. Yeah, that's
yeah. So pretty uneventful New Year's for the crew.
Yeah.
World Juniors is on, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I guess I went and got some new golf stuff. Boxing week.
Since. Ah, you did. Yes.
New
golf
shoes.
Golf pod. For sure.
And new golf bag. Wasn't going to, but they had a good floor model sale there and just took advantage of it.
Yeah.
Some might say the bag looks purple, but it's actually navy blue.
Navy blue. And what kind of shoes did you get?
Puma.
Same ones as your
Same
buddy.
Ones you got, except nice. They're black, not blue.
Yep, the black one. So one of the things about the black ones is you obviously got the good ones, but those ones were available at Costco, not to detract from the shoes you got because they're the good ones. Because I found them, I think I remember saying that when I bought mine, I was like, oh, you can buy these at Costco, but they're like the lower level ones.
Oh,
there's like the high level, which they don't sell at Golf Town. You would have got the high level ones, but I thought the same thing. I was like, it's amazing when you find shoes like New Balance shoes that are at like an outlet store, and just the next level up is just so much better than that level because they can get them in bulk.
Yeah,
so anyway, on that golf pod topic, before we get into our New Year's resolutions, the only exciting thing about New Year's for me was I got to finish off booze count.
Mm-hmm.
So those that follow us on social media know I posted I made a nice little chart. Booze count finished at 766 for 2020. As Harv broke it down to 14.7, or our buddy Alex, 14.7 drinks a week.
Basically two a day.
Two a day for an entire year. Yeah. Like when you say it that way, it sounds really bad.
Just say two a days.
Two a days. Yeah.
Doing your two a days today?
Yeah.
Don't tell people what you're talking about.
Let people think it's that you're working out twice.
Yeah. So obviously we're going to get into bold prediction stuff like that. But since we're on the New Year's, first week of the year, we all put together some New Year's resolutions. So kind of tangenting off of this. So we did two personal, two golf-related, and two PGA-related resolutions.
So we do in everyone going with their own, or
just go? You want to do personal around the horn, then we'll do, let's do in each category.
Yeah,
I'll go first since we're talking about mine.
Okay.
So personal New Year's resolutions. Obviously, booze count last year was 766. I'm going to go from 766 to less than 365 this year. Why are you looking at me like that?
Guy's not going to be able to hold a microphone without shaking.
So, on that note, we're taping this January 4th. I'm sober
I'm
as can
laughing,
be.
By the way.
sober as can be. Haven't had a drink since New Year's Eve. 4 days. Not to make light of those... trying to stay sober, but 4 days, like I'm pretty proud of that.
So we're all doing a booze count this year, correct?
So yes, part of the New Year's resolution as a group is we are going to do a booze count, everyone.
Yep.
And we're going to do a birdie count. So obviously, it's snow outside, no birdies this week.
I haven't got one any. Just on PGA 2K21.
Which doesn't count.
Okay.
It should. But that would get the count high.
We do got to get to indoor golf soon. Because I want to see Carve's bag and make sure that it is purple. Because it is.
And not navy blue.
It's not purple.
Nothing wrong with it being purple.
So
the price was right. It could be pink for that price. Yeah.
So you don't think I can do less than 365?
You had like 365 just in August last year, didn't you?
123 in August.
Practically 365.
It's a third. I had a third of that in 1 month. So I was thinking if I just develop some sort of, I'll take out the weeklies, like the two a nights. Like to stay, all I have to do is stay less than 7 a week. Like you would think that'd be an attainable goal, but here
we
are.
We just have to stay less than 7 a week, 1 week.
Yeah, but wait till COVID, opens up and people just start letting loose. Guys are going to be out at the pubs all the time.
I realize when I don't fulfill this in mid-June, I'll hear about it.
Yeah,
but
if you don't,
still,
yeah.
I'm going to make...
If hockey doesn't fire up, you got a chance, maybe.
Yes. That's one of the reasons why. Right now, I have no reason to drink other than when we tape the pod and every other day of the week.
Hey, brought an ice.
My other New Year's resolution in light of that is I'm going to develop a gambling addiction.
Develop?
I'm going to feed my gambling addiction.
You've already accomplished that one. Check it off. That one's been accomplished.
With all the money I'm saving from booze count, I'm going to just gamble more.
Guy watched the full Eagles football team game last night because he might have won $3.
Well, that reminds me. I got to check my DraftKings NBA team right now real quick.
So that's a resolution, hey?
Wow. No, that was just a fun one. Okay. I don't have a second one. I'm so committed to the 365 that I didn't even make a second one.
Oh, okay. Well, I can go next.
Sure. Because
mine's similar to yours, but it's just a lot more
realistic.
It's just drink more water and drink less booze. I'm not saying how much I'm going to drink. I'm just saying I'm going to drink less booze than I did last year. I don't even know how much I drank last year. So
it's
going to be less.
You could still drink a lot. I wish we had your count from last year. That would have been...
So that's the problem with this is he's doing booze count now and he makes that resolution, which I still think he's going to be close to 766. And then that's less than
And that's
year.
Still less, yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, you know what your resolution should be is to drink less than 766.
That's what it is. I did mention that in the group chat.
Yeah, that's all your resolution should be. Just drink less than his.
Yeah, so if I'm at 765 in like October...
She's sober 2 months.
Pulling the plug. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not going to change anything then?
I'm at 8 through 4 days.
See? Way more than me.
No, that's two days.
2 days.
2 days. I'm keeping it.
Okay.
It's not bad so far.
Good for you.
Might
Good
go for a zero tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Might. So those are your two?
Might.
That's just my first
Okay, resolution. What's the other one?
Let me find it here. Oh, yeah. I mentioned this in the group as well. Starting this Sunday, obviously, I'm going to be nice to everybody when the Steelers lose.
Yeah, but you only have to do that for one more week. 1 week.
And well, then no. in September.
And then September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it'll happen a couple times probably then too.
Yeah, I guess you got 16 or 15 weeks later.
Yeah, so this Sunday and then the 15, you know, probably...
That's
you know,
a tough one.
Six or seven losses there.
Like, it sounds easy, but it's going to be very tough for him.
Oh, especially when I'm throwing up. When they lose, can you imagine him being nice to someone if they lose to the Browns?
Well, it'll be easy to be nice because I'll just won't have a phone on. I will be in no contact with anybody that
How
I know.
How many days do you think you'll go silent?
Oh, fuck. It might be weeks.
It might be weeks because I'll have a few things saved up.
I already told him I'm coming. If he turns his phone off and actually doesn't reply to anyone, I'm coming to his house. I'll come knock on
the
door. I'll come knock on your door.
That's a tough one for
Pod's
you.
Pod's canceled next week if they lose to the Browns, for sure.
But it's mainly my family because they kind of get the brunt end of it.
I can't even
I'm surprised you haven't been. You must be banished out to the studio to watch those games.
Yesterday I watched... the entire game inside with everybody because it didn't matter.
Because you knew
well, the game didn't matter.
Yeah, didn't matter.
But most games I'm out here.
In the studio.
Yep.
Harv, personal resolutions.
Personal resolutions.
I got other ones too, but we don't have time for it.
I'm just going to keep the trend going. I'm also going to drink less.
Then what was your count last 16? Year? Less than 100?
It would probably be around 100. The problem, it's not, I probably won't drink less times because I probably only drank like 10 times like 10 days last year.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But the problem is I drink like 20 to 30 drinks on those days because I'll drink all day.
Yeah,
so
golf events.
Yeah, golf event. Well, no baseball draft helped this past year's count, but
that's like 200. 365 is gonna be tough,
so yeah, I'm gonna try and reduce the binge amounts is what I'm gonna try and do.
I will say on this whole booze count idea, we've had a lot of people, a lot of listeners of the show really reach out. So I'm curious to see if any of them are now inspired, let's say, to keep track of their own booze count. Maybe create a leaderboard.
Maybe we should make a comment that, you know, if you are having a problem with this, it's okay to, you know, get help.
Yeah, fair.
Like, it's a serious thing for some people.
Yep, for sure.
And yeah. like even Harv, like only drinking four times a year, but having a million drinks on those days.
Yeah.
Anyways. It's kind of.
It's not healthy either.
It's not healthy either.
And my
it's
second,
way of life, man.
My second one is going to have better grass this year.
Oh,
I'm gonna put, that's a good one. I'm doing, last year was just disappointing.
Getting on a fertilizer program?
Well, yeah, I should do that considering the job that I have.
Yeah, you should probably should. Yeah, you probably have access to some
yeah.
of those.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm, like this year it just took forever to get good, and then my sprinklers were broken, so the timer wasn't working, so it was just a hassle, and I just...
It's a big dad bragging moment to have a nice lawn.
Well, especially because the first year I was in this house, like my grass was easily the best on the block, like by a mile. And then last year, I don't know what happened, but I wasn't watering the area that didn't have sprinklers as much, so that kind of died. Mm. So I'm putting sprinklers there. This like I'm committing.
Hey, you're committed.
Anybody can have a bad year. Just ask the Willows.
yeah, sure. We'll get to that when we do the bracket.
All right. Are we snake one draft? Is this snake draft or you want me to just round the horn?
I'll go. You go now for
golf.
Golf resolutions.
Golf game related resolutions. Number one, I'm going to sink 5-10 footers on the putting green before every round this year. I don't know why I picked 5 or 10 footers, but that's what I'm going to do. Which requires me to get there early enough to actually do that. So it's probably out first round. But I'm going to try to make a more active effort to actually head to the practice green before every round.
We are posting these and writing these down because I can't wait to revisit these.
So last year I said...
There's no way that's going to happen.
last year, I said I wasn't going to drink until... What was it? On a weekday? I wasn't going to drink Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
And some it lasted four... Thing. It was January 14th. That I broke that one.
Yeah.
My other one, I want to play 10 of the 32 bracket entries in our bracket.
Oh, that should be
so this no year, brainer. This year we only played, I think, 7 or 8 of the 32.
We are we doing you 64? Are we doing 64 in the bracket?
No, it's 32.
Oh.
You only played them or we only played them? Because I played.
I think I only played 8.
Hmm.
I was going to say half. I was going to try to do half of the entries in the 32.
And Willows and Moon Lake.
Yeah.
So, bunch.
Yeah. But I was going to say half of the 32. So, we've got some big things planned for this year's bracket that we might roll out a little bit before March because we have something special we want to do with it.
We might have to expand it, though.
Might have to expand it, but we'll see. It was a big hit last year, so we're definitely doing it again this year. But we got some ideas in store. But yeah, I was going to say half, but I think I'm going to set it to 10 because just got to set the bar low. I got to get one of these.
I mean, we got to get down to Estevan.
Yeah, I got to get one. So far, I don't think I'm going to get any of these.
Yeah, these aren't bold predictions. They're just resolutions. You can be as low barred as you want to. I can't even talk tonight. My turn?
Yeah, those sure.
First one, simple. Play more golf.
Play more than 70 rounds?
I only played 64 rounds last year.
Oh, sorry.
So,
okay.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. Well, we should have an extra 2 weeks.
Exactly. Should have an extra 2 weeks. I had that in my little write-up here. I plan to play with the kids more, so that should, you know, help a little bit.
Yeah, if you're counting 9 whole rounds.
Yeah, are you counting 9? Because
they can come over 18.
You know what? That is actually going to reduce.
If it's just me and them.
That's going to reduce your rounds. Because you're going to take them when you would normally have went by yourself and finished the round, you're not going to be able to finish. Are you still going to count that as a round?
Well.
When both your kids are fighting.
It's a half
on
a round.
The eighth hole, you're going to get 9 in, go home.
I'm probably only going to bring one at a time.
You might get, you might do all right because you're going to toss a screen, give them a screen on 10T and finish the back 9 in an hour.
Yep.
Okay.
And yeah, like Harv said, we're getting out 2 weeks earlier this year for sure.
Okay.
Since there's no winter either right now. Like,
it'll be golfing by this weekend.
Yeah.
The snow might actually be gone here this weekend.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I was pounding in steaks today at work. Like, no problem.
Like butter.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely could have hit balls yesterday. Off mats? For sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 6 degrees.
My second one.
Celsius.
Get off to better starts in my rounds. Too many times I make a big number early on. Maybe that means hitting more 4 irons off the bat. I don't know. But like you said, Maddie, you're going to try to hit some putts. I think I got to hit some balls more before the rounds. Even like 10. Problem is our course doesn't have a range. So
it's got driving nets.
You
got
to go.
You're going to hit the nets.
I'll still drive to the other course, hit 10 balls, and then drive over to the other course. But yeah, I think I can lower my scores even more if I can get off to hotter starts.
Well, yeah, that what'd you shoot that one time? You had an 8 on 2, and what'd you shoot, 75? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, and then, like, I don't know. I just can't score well on the first 7 holes. And then I turn it around.
Well, back nine guys.
But it was just like that.
4 hardest holes on the course from the first 7. But.
Well, I know, but it was like that. Like, I was awful.
There's 3 par 3s.
I was awful on the front 9 at Avonlea. I was awful on the front 9 at Kenosie. And then had really good backs. So, I don't know. Just takes me too long to get warmed up.
Everyone knows you love the back 9.
Yeah.
Harv.
So, my first one is I'm going to wear more than 2 outfits on camera this year, as it was pointed out to me.
That's a good one.
That I tend to wear the same clothes.
You're a known black shirt, blue shorts guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's comfortable. Clearly, look good, play good doesn't matter for me. So,
Blue shorts are up there with like Tiger Red for you. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good comparison.
I think I've basically won all my Elite Eights wearing those shorts too.
Here's a question for you. If you had the same shorts and shirt, but 7 of them and wore them every single day, is that worse than having the one and just washing it every day and wearing it over and over again?
I think
it
is worse, yeah.
You think so?
I don't know.
If I just told everyone I only own this, I think it'd just be acceptable.
I'd just say you're an idiot. No, you don't.
Well, the thing is, we only usually play together one time a week. Yeah. And then some of the, like.
And that's your most comfortable outfit, and that's
when I just wash it and I wear it that day. Even though I have probably 30 to 40 golf shirts in my closet.
Yeah.
I just grab that one because it's just washed. Usually it's just on the pile and I just grab it. No, golf day, this goes on. And
yeah, because there are, I own many, many, many golf shirts, all of which I'm comfortable wearing to work. None of which I'm comfortable wearing on the golf course.
That's true, too.
Like, this is a shirt I just would wear to work, but I wouldn't want to wear this golfing because it's not.
So it's like a little too long and you don't want to tuck it in, or it's like weird in the arms. Like, yeah.
I completely get it.
Well, we want to, you know, we're usually trying to wear player stuff, too.
Yeah. I will say, as much as I say that I wouldn't want to wear on the golf course, since we've been attached to player and expanding the wardrobe, now I'm comfortable wearing like 6 or 7 different outfits.
Yeah.
But in the past, it was like 1.
Fair enough. My second one. I'm going to make more pars than doubles on hole 11 this year.
Oh, wow. So last year, yours
was. So I'm not saying I'm changing the doubles to pars. Like, it might be 4 pars, but I'm just going to make more bogeys, essentially.
Yeah.
Is my goal.
What was the number last year?
Ooh, lots. There was I think I played 36.
Do you actually want to say it on the pod? Because I can find it here in 1 second.
Yeah, I would like to hear it.
It's a lot. It was like 36 rounds, because I think I got to 49, and there was 13 non.
How many rounds at the Hillcrest?
36-ish, 37-ish.
Sorry, I'm having to count them here.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, more pars than doubles.
More pars. 20, you made 20 doubles on 11.
Yes. 20 doubles.
No triples, though.
No triples.
How many pars? Because you got to flip that number.
Not many. Maybe like 4. And like 3 birdies, I think.
5 pars and 2 birdies.
Yeah. 5 pars and 20 doubles, and he thinks he's going to just completely flip that.
Yeah. Because I'm not saying the pars are going to go way up. Might be 5 pars and like 4 doubles, but like 25 bogeys.
Yeah, because halfway through the year, you're going to take my offer and just take bogeys. Yeah. Just drive to the next hole.
Yeah. Not even going to play the hole. Your scoring average would go down.
I love how you've had two years in a row with resolutions for hole 11 at the Hillcrest.
It's it's the bane of my existence, that hole.
You suck on that hole. All right, PGA?
Yeah.
I'm not super proud of these. I think I could have done better, but I'm gonna say them out loud. Oh, wow. PGA resolution number 1, I'm not taking Ricky in DraftKings until he has a top 5 this year. So I might not take him at all.
Okay.
So, that's my PGA resolution. Not going to take.
Do you take him much?
Yeah, I take him all the time because he's super, super low priced.
Right, because for a reason,
he's not playing well. Always hopeful for Ricky. And then the second one, I'm not going to get as mad at the amount of commercials on PGA broadcasts.
That's a good one.
I always get annoyed by playing through because you can't see anything.
I mean, if you're watching Fast and Furious 6 with commercials, then what's the difference?
So I always get mad. Like, I understand what they did with playing through, but half the time, like, they make the screen so small on the playing through side, you can't even tell who it is or what they're doing. So you just get just as mad as commercials. But there are some broadcasts, especially when it gets to NBC, that you just like can't watch it.
Why do they do that? Why don't they just put like a box around the screen and just have ads like in a ticker at all times? Yeah.
Or just have a ticker.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it causes me to change the channel or leave the room and at sometimes for great lengths just because you can't watch any of it. I was going to put in here that I was going to watch every final round, but I thought that was a little bit aggressive.
I mean, the entire final rounds?
Like, I was going to set like an hour limit on it. But again, pretty much do that anyway.
Yeah.
Have a podcast, so I have to.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it.
Okay. Well, mine were more for like for the guys that I'm talking
about. Oh, too. Yeah.
You guys both did that? Okay. Well, you guys go and then maybe I'll make a couple more up.
See. Okay. My first one is for my good buddy, John Rahm, and it's simple. Just win a fucking major this year. That's it.
That's a good resolution, I guess.
I mean, he's unrealistic. Cool your jets when the going gets tough, man, and just do it. Settle down and win one.
Okay.
He's due. Talked about his stats last week. And also, Harv seems to really enjoy that he hasn't won one yet. And
I do.
I'm starting to get tired of it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
As much as the Ricky sucking, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are one, two.
What do you like more?
I like Ricky sucking.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. It was a rhetorical question.
Yeah. My next one is for our good friend Mike Weir. And it's to join a well-established Canadian golf podcast that has had every single Canadian male golfer except for him on their podcast.
Yep.
It's a pretty good resolution for him.
Yep. We did say he was coming. We did say he was coming on episode 150, so we better not be liars.
Remember when we used to say his name on every single ep?
But you still are pretty close to that.
Pretty close.
We bring him up a lot.
No, I didn't like
out of 147, it's over 100, I'd say.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Now it's not so much like we used to bring it up like jokingly, like making fun of the wine and whatnot. Now it's
wearing his green jacket while he's
which we know sex he does. Or
sex. Or
so that's it.
Okay, mine. So I did similar on along as Bronell's there. So mine is for the official world golf rankings to fix the glitches in their system.
Oh, nice.
Nice. I like that one.
So hopefully that, I mean, it's not going to happen, but I mean, I hope they do because there's some weird things going on in that thing. And then my second one is for Ryan Palmer to dress better.
I like that.
That's so random.
That's a good one too.
Another one that's not going to happen, but it'd be nice to see. Like he should take some pride in that.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a good one. Okay.
But yeah, those are my two.
All right. That's resolutions. I didn't make any up while I was listening. You guys went way too fast.
Way too fast.
News? Yeah, we'll get to the news, and then we'll do bold predictions as part of a season preview as we head into Century Tournament Champions.
Sure.
Go ahead, news.
There's not much.
Quick hits.
No, these are real quick. First one, John Rahm is now officially signed with Callaway, and in his first round, he says he shot 59 with the new Callaway clubs.
At Silverleaf?
Yeah, I believe so.
Which is the course record, he said, also.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it wasn't recorded.
So they're working.
I guess.
And he's also officially with Travis Matthews now as well, too.
Yeah.
We talked about that a few weeks ago, but
you did, yeah.
It's official. Must have been a January 1st start date.
Nice little flex, though. Yeah. Shot 59. Didn't he say first round?
First round with the new clubs.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times like PGA pros have shot 59. Maybe we should ask guys that.
What's your career low round?
Yeah, like not in a tournament.
I think we have asked a couple and they haven't been that low. Like Hadwin said that was his only 59, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. Yeah, but like.
I'd just be curious what it is. What's the low round?
Yeah, like I bet Joel Damon shot 59 a bunch just because he plays so much and just like plays like
I don't know if
little
it,
easy
if they
courses.
Have, though.
I bet they have.
Okay.
A few times.
We're going to find out because we're going to start asking. Yeah. Right it's after, part of rapid fire.
Right after aces.
Right after
how many aces do you have? How many
sub 60s?
What's your low round? Next. There was an Anthony Kim sighting that got guys all...
He's all tatted up.
Was that him?
That was him.
It was him.
That was his swing coach that we
and who said that I think the caption was big things in 2021.
2021 is going to be special was the caption.
Ooh.
With Anthony Kim. So the golf social media world was in a frenzy.
Oh, everyone. It's amazing how many people like love him.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah, he's kind of like a... I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, he was just... He was so good and everyone thought he was like...
Yeah, he was the next Tiger.
He was just saying. He had it all. Charisma, the game, everything. And then just, yeah, poof.
Yeah.
Hurt and gone.
Gone without a trace. Next. Last one. PGA Tour logo turns 40 this year.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, yeah, I guess they switched it. The old logo sucked. Like, it was just like yeah, a little USA crest, like, shield yeah. type thing that just said PGA at the top.
So old that, like, if you look it up, it's like, yeah, that makes sense that that's pre-1980.
Yeah.
So, did you have any birthdays
lined up? Oh, yeah, there was birthdays. Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
I guess.
Yeah.
December 30th.
Heard of him? Same with LeBron James.
Yeah, you didn't need to mention him on there.
Oh, Jenna Sims? Same day, too?
How old?
I won't say. I will never tell.
LeBron and Tiger, hey?
And there was an ace.
The great one.
Wayne Gretzky got his first career ace. Yep. Looked just drunk as shit.
Wasn't Paulina's birthday this week or was that last week?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks
ago. We talked about it, yep.
We didn't talk about that DJ.
Oh, the video.
That DJ video of Paulina's.
So oh, and that tweet he sent, that was the best. Find that tweet.
Find that tweet. So... Three parts to this video. So Paulina posted a video of Kelly Rowland and Nelly. I love you. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
And DJ's doing the oh back and forth across the screen. So part one of that funny story is find that tweet of DJ had an interview today saying that he's really focusing on his game and there is no off season. And then someone posted a screenshot, a still of him with both hands on each of his face, completely wasted doing this video. Like, oh.
Well, okay. It was like a hype video for him, like no days off or hard work doesn't take a day off or something like that.
It was a screenshot of that. Further to that, I was watching that video and obviously Paulina's in a swimsuit and my wife happened to see it. She's like, what are you watching? I'm like, watching this video of DJ. She's like, well, why are you, what's this girl in a bikini? I'm like, that's Paulina. That's his wife. Oh, why are you following her? Because every once in a while, DJ's is in her videos. So I said, she's like, oh. Yeah. I don't follow Paulina for Paulina. I follow it to see what DJ's like when he actually has a personality.
Yeah, because Jenna, we don't follow Jenna Sims because we don't want to see Brooks.
Yeah.
We don't want to, yeah.
Did you see Brooks in Jenna Sims' Christmas card? We didn't talk about that, where they got it in a laundromat? Did you see this?
I saw that, yeah.
They got these Christmas pictures. We talked
about this in the group about how she looks completely different day to day, but.
Yeah. But weird choice, weird setting.
Three dressed up as a nine.
Weird setting.
Someone had to say it.
You guys want to get into bold predictions as we head into the 2021 calendar year?
Oh, yeah, we might as well.
That's hard to say.
I mean,
used to 2020.
I feel like we've done these already, but whatever.
So we'll do them again.
We thought we did because we did them in September at the start of the previous season.
Right.
But this season, if we recap, we got a little lost in the shuffle because the Tour Championship, then there was only a week off, U.S. Open, then a couple weeks, then the Masters. There was a couple tournaments in the Masters. We didn't have really opportunity. So we're going to do them now for 2021 to the Tour Championship. Hopefully it's a normal year.
Yep. We should post all these on the story too.
Sure. We've prepared bold predictions for this year. I'll go last.
Okay. Harv can go first.
I'll go first.
Snake draft.
I got, I do this one every year, but I got to up it now. Mike Weir will finish top 30 at the Masters this year.
That's so bold. Last year was made the cut.
Yep.
And finished what? 50th-ish?
Yeah, I was going to go top 40, but if he makes the cut, it's kind of right on that number. So yeah. Top 30
at top the Masters. Top 30, okay.
It has to be bold.
Yep.
Second one, I wrote down three, and then we're doing one for our own personal bold prediction.
Right,
yeah.
So I got two and I'm back personal. And forth on this. I'll say them both. Canada medals at the Olympics in golf.
Oh, I love it. That's a good one.
I like it.
Plus, it's which two are going to be the three. Two of three, right? It's two guys.
Right.
Right now, it's Connor Hughes and Hadwin. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, only one.
Which two, though? Only one is going to medal, obviously.
If it's right now, it's Connors and Hughes, absolutely.
Yeah, but which one medals do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. That's why I left it kind of vague.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's Canada to medal is a huge underdog.
For sure.
Given, huge. Like, you got to think it's USA.
Some may call it bold.
Yeah. Yep. And the other one I wrote down is that Bryson doesn't win a tournament this year.
Okay. That's fairly bold.
That's bold enough. Bold enough to qualify.
And here's the real bold one for myself. I'm going to get a hole in one.
Oh, that's bold.
An ace.
Getting an ace.
Nice.
Welcome to the club.
Calling it. You might as well welcome me now.
Yep. I'm actually going to add one for men. Get a second hole in one.
That's disgusting.
Bro, all right.
No. Well, Harv said Bryson's not going to win. I got to go a little bit higher up because this guy's won, 15 years in a row? I'm saying Dustin Johnson mails it in this whole year, doesn't win a tournament.
DJ doesn't win a tournament.
Whoa. Yeah.
Won that the might Masters. Be gone this he week. Just won the Masters. He's
that might be out this week.
He could be out this week.
Yeah. He's the best. Very well favorite. Could be.
He's you the are, best player in the world by a
you
mile.
You are good at picking ones that get ruined early. Yeah. Like last year when you picked Tiger not to finish top five and he won the Zozo like yeah. 2 weeks later. Yeah.
But then he didn't have, he only had like two or three top fives all year. But yeah, close. My second one. Phil gets more wins on the PGA Tour this year than he does on the Champions Tour.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievably bold.
So bold, it's stupid.
That's what I said before the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I walked into you guys talking about.
That is...
Yeah, what if?
They have to have at least a chance.
Well, that's why
we got to get one bold
You know what? It could be 1-0. It could be 1-0.
I mean, Bryson not winning...
It certainly ain't more than two.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0.
1-0.
No, but
I also don't know which tournament he's going to win on the PGA Tour.
What's his exemption? What's his exemption status? Like, can he lose his tour card if he doesn't finish in the top 125 this year?
He'll never.
Well, he'll get a ton of sponsors away. Exemptions yeah. plus tournaments he's won.
Yes,
yeah. He'll get lots. But yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay, so, yeah, that's fairly bold.
I'd say
my bold prediction for myself is. Neither of you two beat me in a round of golf for the entire year. Wow.
Well, that ain't happening.
It's fairly bold, too.
Especially with you not playing as many rounds.
What do you mean? I'm playing 65 or more.
Oh, more rounds. Right. Oh, yeah. You're definitely... Well, bound to have a few duds in
drinking
there.
Drinking less, playing more.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be sober as a bird. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
Sober and you as are a judge?
Sober as a judge. There you go.
You are terrible when you drink, so...
I am very terrible. Okay. Those are yours?
Yep.
My first bold prediction, Dustin Johnson wins the Masters.
That's bold?
What's...
No, that was a joke.
Okay. I mean, it is kind of bold. He's...
What, JT...
8-1 odds.
I was going to say JT doesn't have a top five all year, but that's way too bold.
That's worse than the Phil one.
Yeah. JT doesn't top five in any major.
Hmm.
I was going to say top 10, but that's too bold.
That's in the Bryson not winning realm of bold. It's like,
okay.
It's kind of bold, but not really. It's more like italic.
Okay. This ties into my picks, so I'm going to make my PGA pick. Kevin Kisner wins the PGA Championship.
Okay. That's bold.
I was going to say Kevin Kisner wins a major, but fun fact, Kevin Kisner's 36 years old.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys thought that was so crazy.
I thought that guy was over 40.
I didn't know. I don't know if I thought it was I just didn't know, like...
He just doesn't
He could have been 31 or he could have been 41. I don't know.
He just doesn't look 36. He looks much older than that.
Yeah.
Cool guy, though.
Even though he's never had facial hair, ever.
He said that?
I don't know. Have you ever seen him with facial hair?
Oh, you just mean, like...
Just like a general observation.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then my last one was a pod one. We will have a top 10 player in the world on this podcast this year.
Ooh.
That's bolder than the Phil one.
I don't think so. I got a feeling.
Got a feeling. Guys got a feeling.
That's all I'm going to say. I got a feeling.
Okay. Just that easy.
That'd be all right.
All right. Let's get into our picks for majors in the FedEx. We'll just do major, rapid fire major at a time. And then if someone picks someone stupid, we'll laugh at them.
Okay. Masters.
Dustin Johnson. Bold prediction.
I got Jon Rahm again.
Matt Wolf.
Oh, nice.
I think DJ goes back to back. Really do. U.S. Open.
Well, PGA is next.
Oh, right. Sorry. PGA.
Yep.
Kevin Kisner.
I got Corey Connors.
Bold. Rory McIlroy.
Won there last time
Corey
he was there.
Connors to win the PGA. Yeah, it's so...
Kiowa Island.
Kauai Island?
Kauai.
Kiowa.
Kiowa.
Kauai.
Kauai
Island. It looks like Kawhi Leonard, so that's what why I call do. It Kauai.
U.S. Open.
At Torrey Pines, correct?
Yes.
I'm going Brant Snedeker. He's won.
I knew you were going to pick him.
He's won the Farmers twice runner-up twice. I almost picked Jason Day, but I have a theme going here. So
yeah, I know what your theme is.
What's your theme? I'm going Justin Thomas.
And similar to you talking about winners, I'm going John Rahm.
Nice.
Won at Torrey Pines in 18, I believe. Day won in 19.
He's winning a major this year. I don't know what it's going to be. I think it's going to be the Masters.
John Rahm. And the Open Championship.
I'm going Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, nice.
Second there in 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'm going Dustin Johnson.
The Open, nice.
Second there when it was here last time.
Try to get that slam going, hey?
Yep. I'm going Matt
Kuchar. He should have won this when it was there in 2011.
Yeah.
Hit that out of bounds on 18.
Yes, that's true. Matt Kuchar.
Wow.
Ooh.
Matt Kuchar has like four top tens in the Open.
Yeah. Sneaky good pick. And FedEx, I got John Rahm, obviously. I'm in love with
Justin
him.
Justin Thomas.
Also have Justin Thomas.
Yeah. I had him originally and then changed because Harv had him.
He's never won that.
Well, no. So I was sitting over here listening and you said you had JT. So then you both said you were going to switch. So I took him.
And oh, no. Harv, I told Harv.
Harv lied. Straight up lied.
Well, he said that. Well, whatever.
So I went with all first-time major winners.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
Oh, what do you think my theme was?
Just guys who have won at that course before.
Oh.
Other than Rahm.
Yeah.
I thought it was just utter randomness.
I almost picked Tony Finau, but then I thought, no, this isn't bold predictions. So.
I almost had that in my bold prediction.
I almost said he was going to win again, too.
But
so that must be... Oh, no. I was just saying win. Just a win. Just win another tournament, please.
Win the Puerto Rico again.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to get into picks?
Yeah.
We're there. Century?
What Century got Tournament here? Of Champions.
Yeah, we're back at Kapalua Plantation.
Yep.
Oh, you want this top five that I prepared?
Oh, boy. Oh,
two
before picks or after?
Well, let's do it before.
Is let's it related it right to the...
Well, it's sort of related to the Century Tournament of Champions.
Okay.
So the Century Tournament of Champions is sponsored by Century Insurance, which is based in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. So naturally... Whoa.
Top five cheeses.
Top five cheeses.
Nice.
Connected the dots.
I think
like
I've
that.
Done the top five cheeses before, like in our group chat.
Oh, really?
Well, I did a top 10, actually.
I don't think it's going to be anywhere close to this. Top five cheese related. Number five, Chuck E.
Chuck. Oh, boy. So this isn't...
So this is it.
I thought you'd be that getting like Havarti off the list or
that
something
might
here. But.
He might get the, that might get the greenie for top fives alone. Chuck E.
Number four, Tostitos Queso.
Oh, my God.
You can put that stuff on anything. It's probably terrible for you. It probably survive like a Holocaust or like a nuclear explosion.
That's like better. Like a Twinkie.
Exactly, like a Twinkie. Number three, it's Domino's Cheesy Bread.
Ugh.
That stuff's the best.
It is good. It's so greasy that it's just like slides down your throat. Yeah. It's like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting.
Just slides right down.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
You just take her down in one bite. One big long bite.
So greasy.
Number two, Allison Brie. I just do these for his reactions.
What? Oh, yeah. Just stare. We should have video. We should just video your top five.
I mean,
see what Bronell does.
I had a nice baked brie with red pepper jelly over the holidays.
Is
that what you're talking about here?
No, the actress.
Oh, okay.
I knew what he was talking about.
I never heard of her.
What? You're joking.
Never heard of her.
I'll find a picture of her.
Number one, best cheese, marble.
Oh, no way. That's the biggest troll in the history of this pod.
It's the most versatile.
For a 4-year-old.
It's all we buy.
Yeah, absolutely.
All we buy. Kids lead
it. I buy it in a block and I buy the shredded cheese version too.
Yeah. The Mexicali in a bag.
Yeah, it's so versatile.
Oh, this is too much. This is like Matty B saying 365 or less.
I had some marble. Honorable I had some honorable mentions. Wiz.
Oh, no.
Richard Cheese. You know who that guy is?
No, I don't. I know who. I've heard that name, but I can't put my finger
on it. He, like, sings, like, cheesy, like, lounge songs to, hardcore, like, metal. Like, Down With The Sickness, but he doesn't, like, lounge singer styles. And Cheese Steaks. I thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
That one's actually good. Yeah. Marble. I'll give you that one. That one should have made the list.
Marble's great. It's a very versatile cheese.
Yeah. It's number one for versatility.
Yeah.
You can put it on anything. Nachos, pizza.
Brunel's a big sharp cheese guy.
Well, yeah, just something with flavor. That shit is awful.
it doesn't have a whole lot of flavor, but it's so versatile.
Exactly. You put it on anything, a sandwich, pizza, nachos,
yep.
Salad.
Crackers and pickles.
Yep. Bingo.
Yeah. I mean, you're making some good points
here.
He's
changing his mind already.
Let's get into the picks here.
I was just
here.
About to end the pod, and I forgot all about picks because of that fiasco. So it is the Century Tournament of Champions. Defending champ is?
JT.
Justin Thomas.
The standings are Harv 15, Bronel 12, Randy 2, Matty B 0.
This thing's worth 2?
This is worth 2.
2, okay. Yep.
Hughes and Taylor in it.
That's right.
Hughes gets in on the technicality.
Top 30, yep.
So all the top 30s made it?
Anyone that made the tour championship made it.
Right. Who didn't win, who was already qualified.
Because they were, whatever, 8 people short because of the tournament of champions part of it.
Yeah. And Rory's not playing. And
yeah.
Jim Herman's not playing because he's got COVID, I think.
COVID, yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine that? You get to go on the Hawaii stretch, those play in those two tournaments, and then you can't do it. He said his whole West Coast swing might be in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Jeez,
fucking COVID.
He has the worst case of
Top
COVID
it all
ever.
Off is Bearcats lost. In the bowl game.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he posts on Twitter is go Cats.
That's it.
And they lost.
And then he has COVID.
And then he has COVID. Yeah, yeah, that part sucks too.
All right. I guess I'm picking first.
Who's got second pick? Does anybody know?
Me.
Yes.
I finished second like 4 tournaments in a row. Sure.
QBE. That was the last one. Finished second.
Thanks.
You're like me that 1 year. I had the most seconds.
Yeah.
Luckily, we don't track
them. Yeah, we don't give away points for those.
Unlike
you, I realize that maybe those don't count.
We should maybe do that next year. Like, it's like
a weighted system. 5-3-2-1.
Yeah, 5-3-1.
Oh, yeah, 5-3-1 would work. Then you get a little more credit.
Oh, no, we got to get Randy in there. You're right. 7-5-3-1.
So we forget. If anything, it should be 5-3-2-1.
Yeah, sure.
6-4-2-0.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Put it in your presentation for the picks. I'm going to go with the cheat code right off the bat. Harris English.
Everybody knows who you're talking about. You don't even have to say his
English.
Name.
Harris English is $8,700. He's like the 7th highest guy in DraftKings. That is a slap in the face.
When was his last non-top 10?
5
March?
Years ago. The Zozo. He was 28th.
When was that?
5, 6, 28, and 10 were his last tournaments. Those were the two. Remember Shadow Creek and Zozo in October?
Yeah. And 1 at the QBE.
Yeah, it doesn't count on here.
Yeah. All right. English for Harv.
The guy said there's no, no downtime, no time, no such thing as an off season. DJ. Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to get my guy that I want.
He's going to mail this thing in.
You think he is?
I'm taking
you
the guy.
You have to take JT.
I'm taking the hungriest player in this whole tournament by far.
Xander.
Sung J.M. Think of how long it's been a break. Right now.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
point.
Like,
he has not played a golf tournament in what feels like probably years for him.
He's been moving in. He's not even focused on the game.
He's been bumping around his new house.
Yeah, well.
So
he's
going to
be thirsty.
Harv gets
hungry.
Well, I assumed. I knew I was going to get one of Xander or JT.
Which one are you going to take?
I'm going to take JT. Have to. Guy's always in it at this thing.
Yep.
Always.
Go for it.
And I'm going to take Xander then.
Yeah.
2019 champ?
I'm going off the board a little
JT
bit.
JT finished second.
Yep.
I'm taking Big Dick Dan Berger for my second pick.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And then for outside top 50, I'm taking Cam Champ You can hit it a mile here.
That was going to be everybody's pick, I'm sure. He was my number one for that category.
Well, I was going to take Hughes, but then I remember he's 49th.
Yeah.
Greasy. Yeah, I got to find if my guy's there. I can't remember what...
Who's your guy? I'll tell you.
Munoz.
Yeah.
He's inside top 50?
He's outside.
Oh,
because I had him written down.
Munoz.
Okay, then I'll take Ortiz. Because nice. Him and Munoz are like 54 and 55 or something like that.
Yeah. Speaking of Munoz here. The hungriest guy, Randy sent his picks in. He's hungry to get some more points here.
To get his picks actually set on the pod?
Yeah, exactly. Sent him in. Algorithm in. 36, 39, 42 came out randomly. I mean, with whatever the algorithm was for him. 36 is Bob Streb.
Got him on my DraftKings team.
36, 39, 42.
Yeah. 39 is Justin Thomas.
Oh.
And 42 is Dickie Werenski.
Okay. JT might. JT's going to lower that average.
There's no cut, right?
No cut. If anyone withdraws from COVID or any other reasons, he has Cantlay or a bouncer.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll probably have Cantlay on a DraftKings team.
He'll probably beat me.
He usually does.
Yeah.
I've got fucking 12 points.
Go back and do all of the... I bet you I'm ahead of bro now if we do the 6-4-2-0.
No chance.
Yeah, bro. I'm killing you with these second places.
But how much...
You're either first or last. That's like a given.
But if you're going to be waiting them, you got to wait them on tournaments too because the majors still got to count for more.
5-3-1-0.
You can't say you get 6 points for the Puerto Rico Open win and 6 points for the Masters.
I mean, you could.
I mean, yeah. I would quit instantly.
You could go the opposite way and not give
you're
any.
Like you could 2 weeks not give away any from other boycotting this anyways.
You could just give the majors only the winner. Give them 6. No other points.
Oh, well, put it in your presentation, I guess.
These presentations are going to be intense. There's a lot of potential rule changes.
Yeah.
Whether we're going to start waiting birdies, DK style, like there's so many ways to go with
this. Yeah, we got lots of stuff. And we got boost count. We got all kinds of stuff. I'm very excited the closer we get to March for the bracket because I think people are really going to like it.
So. We got Swing Fitness coming up. We're going to be... getting our bodies in a little bit better shape, maybe.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm gonna try.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to being less than a beer a day and hitting the gym.
I'm glad you're in the same class.
My body is a temple.
Just so I'm, you know, not feeling so bad about.
Oh
myself.
Yeah, we forgot. Maybe you're gonna have a measuring stick for our race. We didn't talk about that. We'll talk about that maybe on next week's show about. Bronal and I side bet this.
The big race.
Who can win in a foot race? This guy.
In golf shoes.
Doesn't remember. Stand a chance.
In yeah, golf he shoes. Wears running shoes to golf. You're wearing those goddamn
foot joy
pythons boas, or whatever they're called.
What's wrong with those
boas. Things? Oh, boas.
Those foot joy boas will blow a boa.
I might buy a new pair just for that.
You have to get some light shoes. Like mine are feathers. Those Pumas are feathers.
The guy thinks no just because he though. Played football 15 years ago that he can still run. I don't get that. Like, he hasn't ran in 15 years. it's crazy.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. Yeah. Anywho, that wraps it up for us for episode 147. We'll be back next week.
Marble. 148.
But until then, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse.
Feel that? Oh shit. Oh, why, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you, the sickness is rising.